Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
We're feeling it. We have a serious problem here in Minnesota. The federal government shutdown is hitting home, and food benefits are at risk for nearly 500,000 people. The Minnesota Department of Children, Youth, and Families announced they're forced to stop processing all new SNAP applications. SNAP, you guys know them as food stamps. That's how I remember them. Starting yesterday. It's a huge problem. How will this affect hunger in Minnesota, your neighbors, our food banks, and those who are trying to help? Let's find out. Zach Rodfold is from Second Harvest Heartland joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordana. Thanks. Great to be here.
Okay. What has to change, or what's changing at Second Harvest Heartland now that these benefits are being shut down?
Yeah, great question. I mean, let's just start with the fact that SNAP, the program SNAP, or like you said, food stamps, some people know it by, is the country's biggest and most effective anti-hunger program. It serves 42 million Americans and about 450,000 Minnesotans. So the scale of this is enormous, and the changes are really worrisome. We are, at this moment, not changing anything. We are still accepting referrals, and we've got a care center team who works with people every day to answer questions about SNAP and SNAP enrollment and help people apply. People can still apply, but the processing of those applications has stopped, and benefits may end in November if the shutdown stretches on, and that's even more worrisome for us.
Okay, so what happens to those people? Do they not have any food? How long can Second, and are you government funded? Are you losing any funding?
We do. We get very little funding from state or federal government, but some of the money we do get from the federal government is to do this SNAP outreach work our care center team does in helping answer questions and help people get enrolled in the program. It is unclear, we're still doing that work this month, but it's unclear whether we're going to get reimbursed for the cost of that. So that would be a financial hit to the organization, but it's really important, and we're going to continue to do it. The reality, though, is that if SNAP benefits are delayed or missed for any period of time, there's really nowhere else for folks to go other than their local food shelf. And as you all have covered, and many people are aware now, we already have record hunger in Minnesota. And there are lines at food shelves out the door in many cases, running out of food in some places already. And so if you think about 450,000 people in Minnesota losing food assistance and having to turn to their local food shelf or food pantry, that is going to be very difficult to absorb.
And I know there was some commentary from the Groveland Emergency Food Shelf. They currently serve 200 people a day, and now they say they're seeing a new demographic of people who never needed help before. Are you also seeing this? And who are these folks?
Yeah, I think that is, at this moment in time, over the last, even last year, the fastest growing population you see at the food shelves is folks who are working at least one job. and have never had to visit a food shelf before. But, you know, food prices are up 30% over the last 5 years. Everything else has gotten more expensive at the same time. And, you know, there's nowhere to go for free rent or free gas or utilities. But thanks to the Hunger Relief Network in Minnesota, there is a place you can go for most people to get free food. The challenge is there's just not enough food to meet today's demand.
So what do you need from Minnesotans at large, our listening audience? How can we help?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people are within, you know, a handful of miles or of a food shelf. Find your community's food shelf. Volunteer your time if you can. Give them money if you're able. Those are at this moment in time the two most important things that people can do. Of course, food banks who provide the food to those food shelves are in need of that help too. But I think food shelves are really struggling right now, and for people who want to get involved and help. And this is an issue that a lot of people just don't see. But if you go to the food shelf and you have a chance to visit with people who are in need of emergency food assistance, it will change the way that you think about this issue.
And can anybody go, or do they need to be on a program? Do they need to show a card? Like, can anybody walk into a food shelf and say, I need some help and I'd like to take some groceries?
Yeah, that is true. Anyone who is in need can go to a food shelf. Different food shelves are open at different times. Sometimes there's restrictions on both when they're open, but how many times you can visit or how much food you might be able to take. All of that information is on our website, toharvest.org. You can go to our Find Food map and get that kind of information. But at the food, you know, if you're at a first time at a food shelf, you fill out some forms to attest that, you know, you are that you're in need of food. But we welcome and serve everybody who needs it.
Does this only end when the government reopens the lack of supplemental nutrition assistance program? I mean, that, you know, that the federal government has stopped processing all new SNAP applications. Local governments have as well. I mean, that's because of the shutdown. Does this only end when the government shutdown is resolved?
Most likely, yes. At least this potential disruption, the administration, the Trump administration, did allocate funding from tariff revenue to keep the WIC program, Women, Infant, Children Supplemental Nutrition Program, which helps new mothers and their babies and their families. So that will stay funded through October, and we're, you know, very happy to see that. There's a possibility that the administration could do something like that for SNAP or for other programs that are at risk. But the reality is states and counties who administer the program are running out of resources, and we're not, you know, very well situated to get those benefits out if the shutdown drags into November or even longer.
For people at home, is the best thing to do, if they have it, to donate money so you guys can use that money and turn it into food? Or should we be going and making donations of food at food shelves?
Money definitely goes further than donations of food. You know, the role of a food bank like Second Harvest Heartland is to source and distribute food to food shelves. So more than 80% of the food that food shelves have comes from Second Harvest Heartland in our service area. And the reason for that is that we can stretch a dollar much, much further than anyone else can because of our size and our purchasing power. We're the second largest food bank in the country, and that gives us the ability to source food at a very low cost, lower than you could get it at any discount or wholesale retailer. So that's the role that we play in the system, is sourcing and delivering food, most of it at no cost to the food shelves. But it does require money to do that. So those donations of funds, either to a food bank or a food shelf, the food shelves often will use that to purchase food themselves, sometimes from their food bank. That goes the furthest in this moment.
I'm speaking with Zach Rodvold from Second Harvest Heartland. We do a lot of work with you guys, and we have our Hunger Radiothon. And I'm seeing some texts come through the text line. Zach, do you mind if I relay them to you and maybe you could respond to them?
Sure.
This one text says, what happened to self-responsibility? Way too many people are relying on government freebies. What would your response be to somebody like that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Well, I would say that the vast majority of people who are participating in the SNAP program are working. Unless they are children or seniors or disabled, which accounts for a significant portion as well of folks who receive SNAP. Of the remainder of those folks, the vast majority have at least one job. And that's a common misperception about SNAP benefits, is that it's largely unemployed folks who are able to work and not working. That is a very small percentage of people who are on who receive SNAP benefits. And by the way, SNAP benefits are only $6 per person per day. You're not getting rich off of this program. It's a supplemental nutrition program that helps people eat. And that is a fundamental need, a human need that we ought to provide for. And SNAP is the biggest and most effective way to do that. And by the way, those dollars are getting spent in local communities at grocery stores or food retailers, which has an additive benefit to local economies. And so if you think about the bigger issue that we have beyond the shutdown, is the HR1, the Big Beautiful Bill, which cuts SNAP benefits into the future. That is going to take a lot of money out of those local economies, and that has an impact beyond just the individual and their family who needs, you know, a little help finding food.
Really good point. And I just, this, you know, questions like this really add to the stigma that if you go to a food shelf, oh, you're not working and you're sucking off the teat of the government. And that's just not the case. That is not the reality. You know, we just had the statistic that so many people coming now have never needed a food bank before. But right now, maybe they've been laid off from their government job due to government cutbacks. Food is expensive now. There are tariffs now. You know, the situation has changed. And that's why I asked you, because self-responsibility, and you answered it so beautifully. Most of these people have jobs. They just need a little extra help if they have small kids around. Nobody wants to have their kids go hungry just because they may have been let go from a job, or any kind of circumstance has hit them harder, or groceries are more expensive and they can't make the same budget go as far. This isn't about people being lazy and walking into, you know, food banks and taking filet mignon. That's not. This is about hardworking people who just need a little help and some extra food. And there should be no shame for people who need a little extra help. We all have needed extra help in our time. And thank you for answering that poignantly. Zach,
no, you're exactly
I'd love to.
Right.
Thank you. I'd love to give you the last word. So before you leave us from Second Harvest Heartland, what do Minnesotans need to know?
Well, I want to thank CCO and your listeners for being so engaged on this issue. It is a growing challenge in our community. We've got 3 years in a row of record hunger rates in Minnesota. It's not an issue if you're not experiencing it yourself that you're likely to know about. But it's very, very important for all of us to come together and address. And that includes each of us as individuals. It includes state and federal government, private sector, public sector, everybody working together. Anyone who's motivated and wants to help can go to twoharvest.org today and find a lot of ways to do that. Or if you need help yourself, please go there, twoharvest.org, and we will get you the assistance that we can.
Zach Rodvold, Second Harvest Heartland, we so appreciate all of the work that you do. And thank you for the education today.
Thank you, Jordana. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.